This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Hi there, this is Mark Lloyd from The Night Shift, and we talked music with a fabulous vocalist on the show, Harris Dio, a very talented guy. He can do Celine Dion, he'll do a bit of Aerosmith for you, even AC/DC. He told us all about his career and he performed live for us on The Night Shift. Do enjoy the podcast, and don't forget to join me live on the show, weeknights 8 through 10, right here on Dubai Eye 103.8. Imagine going on a night out and, you know, one minute you're hearing Freddie Mercury coming off the stage, then it's Whitney Houston, maybe a little bit of Black Sabbath and Heart, Celine Dion crops up, Aerosmith, then you are probably sat watching my next guest at the moment, Harris Dio, who joins us in the studio after so many years. Harris, great to see you, man.
Hi, Mark. How you been?
Very, very good. And it's so good to see you. Of course, you've appeared
finally
in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally, after a long, long time. I know not much work has been around, but you're back out there doing it again. How does it feel to be back on a stage, especially the big stage at the Hard Rock Cafe?
Feels so good. It's like, you know, putting your life back together.
After it fell
after
apart.
Such a, you know, yeah, long period of... No entertainment, no music.
I know.
Don't silence.
Now we're all back, and we'll speak a little bit about your gig at the Hard Rock. I want to find out a little bit about you, though, first of all, and your roots. And when you first realized that you had got a fair set of pipes on you that you could sing, you know, what was your kind of first introductions into music growing up?
I think it was from my mom and dad's, you know, gramophone records, which was pretty much mixed up. Because my dad loved classic rock music. Mom was an Elvis fan.
Right.
There was a bit of like Motown going on.
Yeah.
A bit of like soul.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And where was this? I mean, was this in Dubai or?
No, in Pakistan, in Karachi.
Okay.
Where I was born and raised.
So that's where you was born and growing up.
Yeah.
So they got an amazing record collection by the sounds
yes,
of it.
Yes, my dad still does.
Does he?
Yeah. About 500 gramophone records.
Really?
Yeah.
And could you get anywhere near them? Were you allowed to play them on your own and touch them and smell them? So who were some of your favorites back then, Harris?
Back then, I think it was about the Led Zeppelins, the Deep Purple, Ian Gillan, and that guy Dan from Nazareth, because those kind of vocal tone and texture always got my attention. And I'm like, how do these guys do that?
Yeah, yeah.
So I...
And how did you discover that you could do it? I mean, was it literally imitating what these guys were doing on the record?
Bathroom singing.
Yeah. So it literally, you know, in the bathroom where the reverb is, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And in front of the mirror and joining singing contests in school. I think back in primary school, I had this one headmistress there. Her name was Miss Najma. God bless her soul. She's not with us anymore. So she kind of pushed me into this thing. And she said, you've got that talent. You got to take it seriously. You know,
yeah.
Maybe you take it forward. So she used to put me every time, you know, yearly, monthly, whatever events were happening in the school. She said, you should sing.
Yeah.
So she pushed me. You know,
and were you kind of winning some of these events? And
Yes, I did. I had many awards.
And what about the parents? I mean, were they very supportive? I mean, when it was obvious that you're going to take a career path in music.
Initially, yes, but then, you know, doing it professionally up to this day, they don't really support that. But you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do for sure. So tell me about your coming to Dubai, your arrival in Dubai and how that first happened.
It's interesting because I moved in here in 2006, did my first job in a textile company and then moved into real estate. But then, you know, the market, you know,
happened,
the downfall that happened.
Yeah.
And that's when I met a couple of Filipino musicians that we were talking about, you know, in our last session. So, yeah, that's where it all started. Because I had it in me and I, you know, Dubai is such an amazing place. It just gave me the opportunity to actually put it out there and do it professionally, you know, where you live.
Yeah. I mean, did you do any professional band work back in Pakistan before you got to Dubai?
No.
You didn't. That's amazing. And you've got a real affinity with Filipinos and Filipino bands. You know, there's a real connection. You can even speak the language fluently, which blows me away and makes me feel so embarrassed. You know, I've been married 30 odd years and still can't do it. What drew you to that? And, you know, why did you kind of, you know, seem to click with the Filipino bands in town?
If you remember back in the day, there used to be a famous live music joint called the Music Room at Majestic Hotel. When they moved in from York Hotel. So they got this band called the Rock Spiders.
Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, so there were jam nights back in 2007 and the management saw me and they hooked me up with that band. Now, what was happening is when we were rehearsing, they were talking in their own dialect,
yeah,
and I couldn't understand anything. So I told myself, I got to learn, you know.
Yeah.
And
but it's easier said than done. I mean, you've obviously got a talent for learning languages, and we'll get on to something that you did a few years ago, actually in the Philippines. But I think we're going to hear your voice right now on your first song. You're going to do three tunes for us tonight. And this is one of my favorite ballads of all time from a band called Styx. Tell me a bit about this song and why you love to sing it.
Yeah, this is my childhood tune. It's like was so overplayed on the radio, and it's such an amazing melodic jam.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love it?
Who doesn't love it? Harris, first song then. We're going to hear this one from, once again, Harris Dio. He's live with us tonight. Here we go.
Must be on my way. The time is drawing near. The train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love that need your tears. I'll be lonely without you. And I need your love to see me. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. You know it's you, babe, whenever I get weary and I've had enough, feel like giving up. You know it's you, babe, forgive me the curse and the strength I need. Please believe that it's true. Babe, I love you. I've had enough, feel like giving up. You know it's you, babe, forgive me the courage and the strength I need. Please believe that it's true. Babe, I love you. I'll say it once again. Somehow try to smile. I know the feeling we're trying to forget. If only for a while. 'Cause I'll be lonely without you. And I need your love to see me through. Heart is in your hand, and I'll be missing you. Babe, I love you. Babe, I love you.
What a lovely tune that is, and a lovely rendition of it as well. I mean, do you enjoy singing that song?
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a big repertoire, haven't you? You know, when you are performing of, what, about 200 songs?
No, it? About like 1,000. I know by heart.
You know all the lyrics off by heart. 1,000 songs. Wow, that is incredible. And when I introduced this segment, I said that you can really kind of throw your voice in different ways. I mean, if I asked you, say, for a little sample of AC/DC, could you kind of come up with something just off the cuff?
It was cool in the middle of a rainbow tree.
And I mean, how different do you, if you're going to do AC/DC like that, you know, is it a different technique in the way that in your throw? I mean, how do you do that? How do you get that?
It's a mix of I don't know, based on what I have discovered. I think it's a mix of your chest voice and your head voice.
Yeah.
And using a little, like, to add that texture to your voice, you have to use your throat. And it's kind of straining, you know, because, if you do, like, those kind of songs the whole night, then you need rest.
Yeah, if you're doing, like, 5 sets of AC/DC songs, they're going to carry you out, aren't they? And then on the other edge of the spectrum, you'll even have a crack at Celine Dion and Whitney Houston. I mean...
Yeah, I just love them. You know, all these power ballad divas. Because that's what I grew up listening on the radio.
Yeah.
They were the mainstream music back then.
Yeah.
So I always had that love and, you know, admiration for the power ballads.
Yeah, yeah.
Heart, for example, you know.
Yeah, Heart.
Roxette, the Swedish band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to take a look at some of the highlights of your career next. One of them I actually witnessed and saw at the Hard Rock Cafe when you took on the role of Freddie Mercury, complete with cape and complete with the crown, and did a great tribute to Queen. Just tell me your memories of that show.
One of the greatest shows that I've ever done in my whole career. And it just happened because I was doing a residency run in El Barsha in a small place. And then Catherine, back in the day, she was the manager at Hard Rock. And she saw my video. It's like, I keep posting my stuff, whatever I do live. And then she said, you've got Freddie and you. You know, we do this Freddie thing every year.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put up a band and, do like a whole full-length Queen tribute thing? I said, yeah, why not?
So, I mean, that's easier said than done, though, isn't it?
Know? 27 songs from Queen.
27 songs you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what a show it was. It was incredible.
And then a great set of musicians I've had, you know, to back me up on that. We just prepared the whole thing in about a month and a half. And
yeah. Who were some of those musicians? Drop me a few names.
We had Graham Chart on drums.
Okay.
We had Jerby, who's been here with me a couple of times on bass.
Yeah.
Save on keyboards, Nolly on guitars.
Wow, it was an amazing night. So, I mean, that was fabulous. I mean, tell me some of the bands that you fronted here in Dubai. I mean, you've really headed up some great lineups.
Yeah, plenty of them. There were the Rock Spiders back then Fixer, another classic rock band here.
Yeah.
The Smooth Criminals back in the day at Hard Rock when we were doing like 6-night thing there.
Yeah.
And then I had my own band called Mechanized. Currently, I'm doing solo at the moment.
Yeah, so, yeah. As I said, you've really headed up some great bands. Now let's talk about this excursion to the Philippines where you wound up on television and wound up in the finals of a singing competition in the Philippines on television. Tell me about that experience, Harris.
It was amazing. A friend of mine who used to be a director here, he saw an ad. I didn't have a Filipino subscription at home, so he saw that on television. There was an upcoming program where they were looking for foreigners who could sing in Tagalog. And he said, dude, you should join that program. Because I've already had, like, by that time, I had like about 90 songs in my repertoire.
Yeah, yeah.
Filipino songs. And I was already doing that in
90 Filipino songs.
90 Filipino songs, yeah, by heart that I knew. So, he said, you know, let me just send your profile or maybe a couple of your videos to these people. And then somebody from the production just sent me an email, said, we saw your videos and you should join that. We'll send you over a ticket and we'll fly you to the Philippines and do that.
So you flew to Manila to the studios there?
There were like about 47 people, contestants in that program.
All right.
From different parts of the world.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And you got into the final.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Made it to the finals.
I mean, I see the judges as Martin Rivera.
Lani Misalucha.
Yeah, yeah.
Who were Tony Gonzaga.
Who were judging you. Yeah, yeah. And it looked like you had a lot of fun over in the Philippines. Right, you're going to do your second song for me right now, Harris, which I specifically asked for because this is the one that I saw on Facebook and I saw you performing it at the Hard Rock and it had been a special request and it kind of took me by surprise a little bit.
What a nostalgic tune. You know, I've completely forgotten it And it just so happened on that night, somebody there, he said, do you have any Cat Stevens or Al Stewart? And I just remember On the Border, you know, because my dad used to play that.
Yeah.
And Year of the Cat.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, we
and
can.
I immediately downloaded the backing track and did it. And it had, an amazing response from the people. I didn't expect, people would knew that.
Yeah. I mean, Al Stewart, he's you know, a great musician, but perhaps not the most famous. Not everyone would know him. But it really is a lovely tune, and you're going to do it for us right now,
what
Harris.
A great jam.
Yeah, the Year of the Cat. This is, once again, Harris Dio, live on The Night Shift.
From a Bogart movie, in a country where they turn back time, you go strolling through the crowd like Peter Lorre contemplating a crime. She comes out of a sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in a rain. Don't bother asking for explanations, she just tell you that she came. Year of the Cat. She doesn't give you time for questions as she locks up your arm in hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappear. But the blue tile walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door that she leads you to. These days she says, I feel my life just like a river running through. Year of the Cat. While she looks at you so coolly, and eyes shine like the moon in the sea, she comes an incense and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside, the Year of the Cat. morning comes and you're still with her, and the bus and the tourists are gone, and you've thrown away your choice and lost your tickets, so you have to stay on. But the drumbeat strains of the night remains in a rhythm of the newborn day. You know sometimes you're bound to leave her, but tonight you're gonna stay. Year of the cat.
That is epic, let me tell you. Absolutely epic. Messages coming in. Thank you, Finn. Hi, Mark. Great cover of Al Stewart's Year of the Cat. Absolutely loved it. Beautiful song, isn't
Thank
it?
You.
And,
yeah.
You know.
What an arrangement.
Yeah.
We don't get to hear things like that now.
No, sadly not. Who were some of your favorites? You know, I mean, when you kind of listen these days, who do you tend to listen to? Do you kind of go back to the 70s and listen to all that stuff again, or have you got some favorite bands of this generation?
This generation, not much, but I do love Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, of course.
Right, yeah.
Then we've got Keith Urban, a country artist
yeah.
from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still like stuck in my old time capsule, you know.
So where can we actually see you perform then, Harris?
Currently I'm doing Sundays at Hard Rock Cafe from 7:30 till 11.
Yeah.
So yeah, people can catch me live there.
We can ask for requests and...
Yeah, anything goes and everything goes.
Whether it's AC/DC, whether it's Celine Dion or Whitney Houston, you'll get it all, as I mentioned. Now, Steve Perry as a vocalist, the front man of Journey, the original front man. Now, of course, we've got Arnel Pineda.
Another amazing singer.
Amazing.
Brilliant front man.
Yeah. And they've just released a new album, which we reviewed on the show a couple of weeks ago. And the band Journey, I mean, what's your thoughts on Journey?
I think the most soulful and beautiful voice ever in, you know, from the 80s. I love Steve Perry to bits. And then Neil Sean's guitar work, Jonathan Cain, you know, the whole unit itself.
Yeah.
Such an amazing tight band.
Yeah.
I mean, what you hear on the record is what you hear live. They're like one of my top favorite bands.
Yeah, and then of course when Steve Perry went solo, Foolish Heart is such a beautiful tune.
Beautiful song. Have you heard Traces, the other album that he did, like his comeback album?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, that's an amazing album.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost his register because of throat issues. You know, I think he had surgeries done.
Okay.
But an amazing album.
Yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
came like about 3 years ago.
Yeah, of course. Don't Stop Believing is a rock staple, isn't it? Is that in the repertoire at all?
Yeah. I've got like separate. Separate ways, Don't Stop Believing, Send Her My Love.
Yeah, yeah. What's the dream for you, Harris? You know, if I could make all your dreams come true tonight, what would you like to be? Would you like to be fronting a major rock band?
Yes. Still running after my dream. Still trying to chase it.
I know, and let's hope that you catch it one of these days, because you certainly deserve it. And you know, we're going to hear one final tune from you, Harris, and you've chosen a Journey song. Which one is it?
Who's Crying Now?
Why did you choose this one?
I love that tune.
I do as well.
This one's for you, Steve. It's been a mystery, and still they try to see why something good can hurt so bad. Caught on a one-way street, it tastes so bitter
So many stormy nights, so many wrong or right, neither can change the headstrong ways. And in a lover's rage, there to another page.
So there we are, some journey for you from once again our special guest Harris Dio tonight, and that's Who's Crying Now. Harris, Sunday nights once again, we can see you at the Hard Rock Cafe, and so once again, Harris, thank you so much for coming in and having a chat with us. And we look forward to coming to see you live at the Hard Rock Cafe, and we're keeping our fingers crossed that those dreams come true for you. Harris Dio once again live with us in our studios here at Dubai Eye 103.8.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.